You've got to tune to listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle, worldwide, kexp.org. Just heard music from Kevin Morby, the song City Music. And I am now in the live space with a band from Budapest, Hungary, Qualitons. Welcome to KEXP.
Hello, thanks for having us.
It is great having you here. We'll chat about the band in a bit, but how about a couple songs?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to play four songs today.
Great.
Most of them from our latest album, Echoes Calling.
Okay.
So, yep, I think we're up for that.
Awesome. The first song, though, I understand, is not from the new album. It's a brand new song.
Yeah. It's actually, I think, based on the traditional Hungarian folk song that was adapted by this band called Kex in the 60s or 70s. I'm not sure, actually. And then afterwards, we really listened to this Kex band a lot. It's a Hungarian band. And we thought we would kind of make our own adaptation of the song. And we really like it. So that's why we thought we would show it to you guys here.
Right on. What's it called?
It's called Zöld Sárga. Mm-hmm. In English, it's green to yellow.
Okay. And it is Qualitons live on the afternoon show.
All right.
Nincs várja, ha veled lehetnék.
fantastic. That's a cover of a track by a group called Kex, you said. K-E-X.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny.
It is. A Hungarian band. What does Kex mean in Hungarian?
Wow. Actually, biscuit.
It
but
does?
Yeah, but it's not written in that way. So this band is like K-E-X, just like your radio, almost.
Yeah, without the P.
Yeah. And biscuit, we write it in a really weird, different way, so.
Hmm. That's in Icelandic, Kex means biscuit, too. And we end up broadcasting live from this old biscuit factory that's been converted into a hostel called the Kex Hostel. So we always joke about bringing the pee when we're there.
All right. Well,
that's cool. So really cool cover there. How about a track from the new album, the most recent album, Echoes Calling?
Yeah, I think the next one is going to be Draw a Line. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably Huni who can talk a little more about this song.
About this song?
Yeah.
Wow. It's the first song on the second side.
The first song on the second side. Is there a certain type of song that makes a good song to be the first song on the second side? Like, you know, we moved away from thinking about albums as albums for a long time, and now that vinyl's kind of back in vogue, I think it gets people to think differently about how they construct their albums and how they sequence records.
Well, I can't remember exactly what was the reason of the decision, but it was good.
And I don't know. And it sounds good, right? Like the outer part of the vinyl, it sounds a little better than the inner part, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess we like this song so much that we wanted to put it on the best sounding part of the vinyl or something like that.
Very cool. Well, let's hear it. It's Qualitons live here on KEXP. The first song on the second side of the most recent album, Echoes Calling, the song Draw a Line.
We'll be right back.
Fantastic. Qualitans live on KEXP, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. And I first heard about you 3 years ago when I was at the Ment Festival in Ljubljana, Slovenia. And we've wanted to make this happen for a couple years. So thank you for making it all the way up to Seattle. You played at South by Southwest a week ago, and then did you just drive up here for this performance?
It's a long story, but finally we had to skip this year's South by Southwest.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so, but this way we didn't have to drive up here, so that's the positive part of the story, that we just flew in right away.
Wow, so are you doing dates in the U.S. at all?
Actually, this is the reason, the primary reason why we are here today for this radio show, really.
That is absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your
music.
It's
a real pleasure, man. Thanks.
So you guys met, the new album really kind of celebrates the 10-year anniversary of the band. You met at the Department of Jazz at the Franz Liszt Music Academy. Early on, your work was very much jazz influenced, a little bit of old school soul, maybe even some Afrobeat. So tell me how your sound has evolved over the course of three albums.
Yeah, it's really funny that I'm talking here today because I've just joined the band a few months
ago. He's a new guy in the band.
Yeah. So
anyway, anybody else want to take this one?
Yeah. I should answer this because I'm in the band like 10 years.
Yeah, cool. 11.
11. Great. So, yeah, we met 10 years ago, and they met each other at the Jazz Institute. I didn't go there because I.
Me neither. Yeah.
But anyway, we began to make instrumental funk music.
Yeah.
The first couple of years. And the first album was recorded live like this, and we had a German label, and after that we decided to go like with vocal music, and our second album became our first vocal.
That album is Tomorrow's News.
Tomorrow's News
came out in 2014,
and that's kind of the evolution. And
was it just
the next step was just we need to play jazz rock.
Yeah, well, it is wonderful. It sounds great. Was it hard to make that transition to jump into singing? And I mean, you guys have great vocals and incredible harmonies.
Yeah, I think it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't sing actually in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you it was quite easy to jump into vocals, right?
I was like,
to listen to it.
Come on, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Yeah. So you took your name from a legendary Hungarian record label called Qualiton. Normally, I don't ask band name questions, but I think this one's interesting. Tell me about Qualiton and why that struck a chord for you.
Qualiton. I don't know. Maybe because we try to make this instrumental strict funk music, like funk and the beat.
Yeah.
Music, and that's why we ended up that we need a name for the band which is similar to that attitude, and that was the Qualiton, because we had this record label, I think the only one for decades. No, I'm not sure about
pretty
that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Did they put out kind of old school funk records that you liked? Yeah.
Yeah, mostly in Eastern Europe there's a lack of traditional funk music, because we don't do that. A lot of releases became popular, like re-releases from the US. And also, a lot of Hungarian bands tried to play it like bands from the US. And so it's kind of interesting funk sound.
Yeah, has always been an influence.
Yeah.
That kind of took on its own sound.
But it's funny because Qualiton is also an amp manufacturer company. So I always thought that this band got its name from Qualiton, the amps. I have a Qualiton stereo amp at home, actually. So it's interesting.
And that's a Hungarian amp company, too,
it is,
right? And
they it
do
is.
Speakers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Qualitons live here on KEXP. How about a couple more songs?
I think we're ready to jump in.
Okay.
Next one is called Doubt.
No doubt about it. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Qualitons live on KEXP. The song is Doubt. It's from Echoes, calling their most recent album their third. First album, Panoramic Times, came out in 2010. Tomorrow's News in 2014. The new album came out last year and has been recently nominated for Best Album of the Year in the 2019 Phonogram Awards, which is Hungary's annual music awards. You guys have my vote.
Oh, thanks.
Can we hear one more song from the new album?
I think so.
And before we get into that, do you mind introducing members of the band real quick?
Yeah, sure. It's Levi Boros on drums, and Ernő Hók on bass, and Borna Szőke on guitars, and Hunor G. Szabó, lead vocals, drums, guitar, bass, and everything. And I'm András Vail. I'm just playing keys and doing some vocals. So thank you guys really for having us. This was Qualitons from Budapest, and we really love to be here. It's an honor. I think no other Hungarian bands have ever been here, so it's kind of like we're the pioneers.
Well, thank you so much. And again, we've been trying to make this happen for a couple of years and appreciate you making the trip just to share your music with KEXP listeners here in Seattle and all over the world. Qualitons live, going with the double drummer approach on this next song, All We Can Do.
gonna go down? How we gonna live it? All the things I can do, all the things I can do.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All the way from Budapest, Hungary, just to play for KXP listeners here in Seattle and all over the world. KXP, bringing the world together through the power of music, building community, not walls, and just an honor for us to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Absolutely great sounding record. Echoes Calling, you just heard the track, All We Can Do. Huge thanks to Jim, Justin, Scott for recording video today. Niffer on the taking photographs. Kevin Suggs on sound. Matt O. Nancy Wilson on hospitality. Kelsey. And huge thanks to all the donors who make all of these sessions possible. It's listener powered KEXP Seattle.